Hi, I'm Ekdeep from 2TO5. I watched the video about investigating containers. The roles of the teachers in the video that I observed are the provision of materials and resources, such as the containers of different shapes and sizes, and toys and manipulatives of different sizes. The provision of resources, specifically the big cardboard boxes, really helped to reinforce what the children had just learned from the story that their teacher had just read to them, because they got to experience what the character in the story had experienced. For example, they were able to crawl inside the box, so they were able to feel the box just like how the character would have felt the box. And inside the box, they were given colors to draw on the box, similarly to how the character found colors inside when opening the box. So in a way, the children got to experience some aspects of the story. One key learning that I learned after watching the video was the importance of provocation and how to get the children thinking before they dive into the main topic that they are going to learn. For example, as in the video, the teacher told the children the main topic was containers. So to introduce them, the teacher gave all the children many toys to hold, and the children were not being able, and she kept piling them with toys that they were not able to hold them, that they kept dropping them. And she asked them, how do you think we could solve this problem? So the children were not able to answer her, but then when she gave them a basket, then the children realized that, oh, this can be used to contain the toys. So from there, the children come up with their own definition of the purpose of that basket. So this helps them to get thinking and to create their own definition of a certain topic. As for one question that I have about inquiry-based learning, is how to decide on the topics or themes for inquiry. Besides using the children's interest as a topic of inquiry, how do teachers choose a topic and at the same time ensure that it is broad enough that it covers all areas of children's development, that it is able to sustain? Because from what I have noticed, like, one topic is used for one whole term. So how do teachers ensure that the activities done within that term cover all aspects of the children's development?